My name is Robert Baker Nicholas. I'm here with Paul Jason Baker Nicholas, interviewing him on March 13th, 2021. We are completing this interview as part of a project for Arizona State University, the History Department. We're contributing to an archive about the coronavirus pandemic and its effects on the LGBTQ plus community. I have a few questions to ask you, Mr. Baker Nicholas. First off, I want to say thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Sure.
So the first area that we're going to talk about is your background. So where do you live and what is your occupation?
I currently live in Wake Forest, North Carolina. My occupation is I am a interior designer, field technician installer.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you consider yourself as part of the LGBTQ plus community or an ally of said community.
Well, I would say I am a part of the community because I am married to my husband of the same sex. So I guess I would consider myself to be a part of the community. Yeah.
Okay. Explain to me how you remember life within the LGBTQ plus community in your own personal world prior to the pandemic?
I would say that the gay community before the pandemic, there would be a lot more socialization. There'd be a lot more ability to interact and connect with people, going to the bars, going to the clubs, things of that kind of nature. Personally, I didn't do too much of the clubbing or the bar scene. But for me personally, because my background is in theater and film, I interacted more with the community through the volunteering at the local theater and whatnot. So for me, yeah, I was a lot more hands-on involved in the arts prior to the pandemic.
Okay. What are some of the things you did in your day-to-day life prior to the pandemic?
Things that I did day-to-day, well, other than working my usual full-time job, 9-to-5, from time to time, I would volunteer at the local theater, where I would probably be backstage helping out, being a stagehand for some of the shows and whatnot. And yeah, that was pretty much before the pandemic.
Okay. Can you describe a normal day at work prior to the pandemic?
Yeah. Basically, I would wake up at my usual time, which consists anywhere from like 5:30 to probably about 6 in the morning. Get myself thrown together, grab breakfast, grab my coffee, run to work, get in there and get my day started probably around the 8:30 mark. And usually my job prior to the pandemic was I was a warehouse coordinator, so I mainly worked in the warehouse. I was not in the field at that time. So it was a lot, not too much different than social distancing, because I pretty much was by myself in the warehouse. But that pretty much was it. And then I got off usually around 4:30 or 5, came home and kind of just put around the house and cook dinner and did odd ends and run errands and stuff like that. And from time to time would go out and audition for shows, or I would help out with a local theater show.
Very nice. When you first learned about COVID-19, what were your initial Thoughts?
When I first learned about it, or did I hear about it?
When you first learned about it.
When I first learned about it, I was kind of, I guess I was kind of in shock or surprised that something like that would exist, I guess. For me, I compared it to the Ebola, and because it was like on the other side of the world, it really didn't affect me at that time. But just hearing about a virus that could do something like that, that could be so contagious, it was a little jarring. I wouldn't say I was scared or anything, but I was just kind of taken back.
So how has this pandemic affected your personal life / home life?
This pandemic really has affected the way that I would say my husband and I really interact and socialize with our friends and family. Within the Wake Forest area, usually prior to, we would go out, or we would have people come over, hang out in the front porch. We would go out and grab a drink or two. Nothing like super crazy or anything like that. Since the pandemic, the last year has literally been at a point where we rarely go out. One of our favorite activities is we would usually go to the movie theater and catch a show. And since the pandemic, we have not stepped foot in a movie theater in almost a year. Actually, it's been a year and a few months since. So it's kind of really hindered a lot of social activities that my husband and I would do together. And just really changed how we do go out and socialize, and being careful on that matter. So
on that note, I'm actually going to talk or ask questions about social life during this pandemic. So
okay.
How would you describe your social life prior to the pandemic?
My social life prior to the pandemic was a lot more interacting with people, meeting people for coffee or hanging out, grabbing dinner, grabbing a drink, working with people behind the scenes and getting to know them, and doing a lot of church activities too. So doing all of that involvement. Yeah. So it was really hands-on, social interaction, getting to know people. And that was my life prior to the pandemic.
Okay. So what were your feelings about the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic concerning your social life?
My concern was, I guess, what it would look like and what it would do. For example, going to church and being involved in the church and doing outreach programs within our church was rather very important to me. Right around the same time the pandemic kicked into full gear, the leadership of our church basically made a command decision that in order to protect the people at the church, that they would stop holding services in a physical building. And that really kind of put everything on hold as far as being involved and meeting people at church, because now everything was done online. And it really changed the way that my husband and I interacted with people at church, because everything was now done online. Like, we couldn't just, you know, run down the street and meet up with such and such at the coffee shop. Now we had to go meet up with such and such online, or give them a call or text them or Zoom with them or whatever other social app program that we were using at the time and still do.
Okay. So Has there been any notable changes to your social life during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Oh, yeah. As I just described in the last question, yes. The way we interact with people now, via online, through Zoom, through text messaging, Facebook apps, Facebook Messenger, basically that's all that we really do. Even if we do go out, it's wearing the masks and staying distance and sanitizing your hands like there's no tomorrow. And really just trying to keep our distance from people as best as we can. If we do go out and eat, for example, prior to the pandemic, we really didn't care. But now when we do go out to eat, my husband and I really look at where we are sitting in position to other people in the restaurant. And if there is outdoor seating, that's kind of our first priority, is we would like to sit outside away from people. So it's really, it's been challenging in that remark, yeah.
I completely understand. Have you went out and socialized and attended any LGBTQ plus events that you normally would have?
Are you asking, have I done any during the pandemic?
Yes.
No. Simply because due to restrictions, social distance restrictions, a lot of the events that the LGBT community would have in the Raleigh area have been either postponed or moved online. And it's quite difficult to interact with the gay community online, especially if you're not a solid friend of someone who is in the community. If you're just acquaintances, it becomes even more awkward because you don't really know the person well enough to actually carry on a dialogue of any kind. And the conversation is, I would say, kind of superficial in that regard. Versus if you were in person, meeting the person, you can actually carry on a normalized conversation and build rapport and getting to know the person. And you can still do that on Zoom or whatever other app you're using. But it's somehow just different doing it online versus actually being there. It's a whole different set of protocols when you're interacting with someone. So yeah, it has really affected the way that I interact with the gay community, because I kind of stopped interacting altogether with the gay community because it's really hard to socialize.
Okay. How do you think your personal world has been affected by the pandemic overall?
How my personal world has been affected?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. For me, doing theater-related activities or going to go see a film or things of that kind of nature was just part of life. To honestly say I have not done theater in over a year has been extremely difficult on that end, because I'm used to being involved in some kind of theatrical production or some kind of theater activities, whether I'm on stage, backstage, or doing something in that regard. So not having that ability to do that for a full year plus has been really, really challenging, because I've developed a lot of anxiety just sitting here watching Netflix and Hulu, and there's only so much TV you can watch or binge watch before you start pulling your hair out and wishing you could go out in the world and go do stuff. So yeah.
I completely understand with that. How well do you think we are prepared for the next pandemic?
I would like to say that we are better off, but honestly, I don't think we are. With the given circumstances, the way that things have been progressing, especially with the whole vaccination efforts, I just feel like we are trying to catch up with being prepared, and that's quite difficult to do because even our as administration is trying to push it, it's just overall as a society, we are just not ready to be mature enough to handle the responsibilities of what we need to protect ourselves, our families. So, yeah, we're not ready.
Yes. How has the pandemic affected the LGBTQ plus community?
Well, as I said, it's really hindered the way that people interact. Most people in the LGBT community do sport activities or go to bars or go clubbing, or they do extracurricular activities. For example, my friend Terry started his own kickball team for a fundraiser that they were doing, and I had the ability to be involved in that, and that was really, really fun. But with the whole given pandemic and all that, that's been kind of shut down. So the desire and ability to actually connect with other people in the gay community through extracurricular activities and theater arts and whatnot has really stopped, like just stopped. Which again really sucks because for a lot of people that was their way of getting their anxiety out or getting their stress out. So I can imagine it's quite difficult for a lot of people in the gay community.
Yes. Speaking of stress and anxiety, I have a couple questions about health during the pandemic. How would you describe your general health prior to the pandemic?
Well, I was a lot more active, I'll be honest with you on that. I would say it wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. So it was okay.
Okay. So explain to me your health now that it's been almost or about a year since the pandemic has started.
The first word that comes to mind is fat, 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 McFatty. I have gained a lot of weight. I don't know if this is because I haven't done as much activities, probably so, but ever since the pandemic has kind of rolled out, I have gained a substantial amount of weight, and I got a little pudgy bit, a little pudgy belly going on. So yeah, I could use the opportunity to burn off some weight.
Yes, I know quite a few people feel the same way. The COVID-15, I think, is real. So, family life. How many people live in your household?
Well, human beings that live in our household are two. We have three four-legged children, our dogs, who live with us.
Okay.
But yeah, two humans.
How has work during the COVID-19 pandemic affected your family life?
Well, as I said earlier in the interview, the way that my husband and I would interact, or not necessarily interact, but socialize with our friends, prior to, we would go out and, you know, meet up with them, go have drinks or whatever. That has all kind of ended and been put to a stop. It hasn't been until recently, probably I would say maybe within the last 2 or 3 months, that he and I have started going out and eating more. But when we do go out in public, it's trying to stay away from people as best as we can as far as table-wise, making the choice of sitting outside versus inside the restaurant. It's been a lot of phone conversations, a lot of text messaging, a lot of Facebook messaging, versus actually meeting people face-to-face.
Yes. What, if any, post-work routines have you developed at home to keep everyone in the household safe?
Well, I know from time to time, I do spray the doorknobs and the handles of the doors with Lysol spray. I've gotten to the ability now where prior to the pandemic, I wasn't really focused on cleanliness. But now I'm more avid about wiping down the counters with the Clorox wipes. I know the beginning, we had a hell of a time trying to find anything. Because everyone was taking all that cleaning supplies. But once we actually had a small supply enough, we started using it. I think just monitoring what it's been like for us here in the household is my husband and I, we monitor where we go as far as letting each other know, hey, this is where we're going. We rarely do go out except for if we need to run errands, and things of that kind of nature. So we don't really go out just to go out. We only go out and drive around if we have somewhere to be or if we have something to do that's important. Otherwise, we just kind of stay at home.
And what concerns did you have about working during the pandemic?
My big concern was, during the height of the pandemic, again, I was still working in the warehouse as a warehouse coordinator. So I would mostly be myself and mostly be my colleague who would be working in the warehouse. We didn't do too much social interaction. So as far as working goes, there wasn't too much concern on that front. I guess with work, my one concern is what would it look like for our installers and our teams who go out into the field? Now that I'm on the other side of the fence and I am an installer, it hasn't changed drastically as much. It's just a lot more safety precautions. For example, when we do go out into the field, there's two installers per vehicle. We have to wear face masks at all times when we're in the building on the job site, which is quite difficult to do. So a lot of just kind of safety measures, just sanitizing your hands like crap and just, trying to wear the stupid mask.
Okay. Well, I have two last questions for you. So the first question is, what advice would you give your pre-pandemic self about the COVID-19 pandemic?
Develop an exercise routine that you can do and stick to it. Do not eat as many sweets and junk food as you have. Find more time to enjoy your husband's company. So that's pretty much it. Really try not to stress about what you cannot control. And for the love of God, don't turn on the news at all. Period. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And finally, is there any other points or topics that you would like to discuss before we end this interview?
Not that I can really think of. I'll just say this in closing. As far as personal goes with the whole COVID, the only real thing that has been impacted is the way that we do socialize with our friends and family, which has been a huge hindrance. But overall, I mean, it's changed a little bit, but it hasn't changed as dramatic as I thought or how other people have felt the pandemic. So I guess that's about it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time this evening to speak with me and to do this interview. And I wish you the best of luck with the rest of the pandemic. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thank you.